Good afternoon and welcome to Snicks at Night. That intro that you just heard was from the Voodoo Doctor himself. Make sure you check him out on Instagram. I would like to tell everybody thank you. Thank you so much who prayed and hoped and gave me all the encouragement to get this podcast started. But tonight we're going to have a guest of mine, Ms. Jessica, on, and we're going to talk about, you know, what's current in the media, what's going on in life, and we're going to get into some deep conversations about married versus single, and also side piece versus married. Okay, we're going to get Jessica on the line. Just give me a second here.
Hello.
Hey, Jessica.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming on tonight. We're just gonna chit chat like we do when we're together.
That's right. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So first of all, we're gonna just talk about what's going on in this crazy social media world. First, let me get your opinion on this whole licking the ice cream situation that they got going on, where people are walking into these grocery stores picking up ice cream and licking on it.
Hello?
Yay.
First of all, let me say this. That's the most disgusting, gross thing that I have ever heard of. Like, first of all, I am a huge fan of Bluebell ice cream. Let me put that out there. The fact that people are going in stores, licking the top of ice cream and putting it back is freaking me out. I mean, that's a diet that I really just wasn't looking forward to. Like, I'm not going to eat ice cream for a long
time. Right. So I think that we need to actually, like, first of all, these people are getting time for this. So for somebody to go back and do the same exact thing after seeing somebody probably going to be serving almost close to 10 years behind some ice cream, that was just totally foolish. I think that all these products need to start putting those seals across the top so we won't have those issues or no problems no more, because guess what? I will not be buying any Bluebell anytime soon. So let's move on to another topic that is like big in social media. The whole cucumber situation. How do you feel about now the fact that males are getting into the challenge?
First of all, did you get that video I sent you?
I definitely got that video. That's what made me.
Okay. The fact that these guys are getting into this challenge of everything to me. I mean, ladies are not the only ones who like cucumbers, okay? So the fact that men are getting in, you know, y'all really making me happy with this, because I'm tired of seeing women doing a cucumber challenge when everybody knows that the guys love a cucumber as well.
Okay. So, I mean, I must say, the talent is so raw.
Yes.
I feel like, what am I doing? Like, I am definitely going to invest in that book, Tickle My Pickle, because apparently I ain't got it down pat. Because they got...
we both a lot of things, too. Because let me tell you, these guys are going in with the cucumber challenge. Like, they really giving the ladies a run for their money with the cucumber.
They shut them down.
They all the way down. Okay. I'm loving it, though.
I watched that video way too many times.
Girl, I love that video. When I saw it was like 10 guys. I was 10, like, good.
10 Look, guys.
I missed that party. I want to be a part of that cucumber challenge, okay?
Because if you know what they can do today, well, you know what else can happen. So we're going to move on to Ariel being black. So they have everybody in this whole uproar about the Little Mermaid being black.
Yeah, but what does that say about where we are in this country? It's kind of like the fact that, you know, we're still having these conversations about colorism and racism and things like that. And then they started this Facebook group pretty much saying, I think it was Make Ariel Right Again or Make the Little Mermaid Right Again or something like that.
I did see that, right.
It's so sad. It's really sad. But let me tell you this. We showed up for Black Panther and we gonna show up for the Little Mermaid. And guess what? I will be there with my fans, honey. Okay?
Okay. Don't forget our red wigs, baby, because we gonna yes. be in there.
Yes, Rapunzel and Ariel at the same damn time, okay?
Okay, so y'all just need to really get over it. I mean, y'all had these characters or 47 years now. It's nothing wrong with remaking it to make it better for the children coming up. Because guess what? My child hasn't even seen Ariel. She's only actually saw it in the store, but she has not sat down and watched the movie. She says it's completely boring for her. So I don't know. Maybe bringing Ariel Black will bring more money to Disney. And I say shout out to Disney for
Out to Disney, they make
keeping it real.
big moves. Yeah, they're keeping it real. They're making big moves with that.
Right.
We just need Idris Elba as James Bond, and then you know what?
Oh, yes.
You know what? They just might shut down the whole daggone movie theater for James Bond as Idris Elba.
Listen, we show up when we need to now.
We definitely gonna show up for that one. I'm
we
still
brings money
together. Together to be James Bond. What?
Never. Okay, so let's get into Chris Brown versus Tokyo with this whole color situation. Well, I didn't even want to talk about this because yeah. I thought, you know, like it's like a thin line with the situation where, you know, it's Tokyo.
It's a thin line.
But, and I'm gonna say this. Go ahead.
Okay, so when Chris Brown first made the comment, I think it was in his song or something like that. I will say, to me, it was a matter of preference. It wasn't a big deal, but I think, and I love Chris Brown. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm a huge Chris Brown fan. But what happened was when he went on and started making a comment, like he just kept going on and on about it. And I'm like, you're really digging a deeper hole, because the issue here is we have Black girls who are already in situations where they are told they're not beautiful, you can't embrace yourself, you have to wear weaves and you have to bleach your skin, and you know, we all know the whole nine. So the fact that he made those comments and then came out and just kept digging it deeper and deeper, I think I would have to side with Tokyo. And she had she had some good points. And I'm like, if that really happened, if you had a no darky rule, Chris, come on out.
Right. And I think that's what people misconstrued about the whole situation. She didn't say that he couldn't have his preference, because we all have preferences, which we will be getting into that. But it's okay to have your preference, but it's not okay for you to be nasty or just, you know, the way you are to another type of person. I mean, that's the rule part. I mean, she didn't say, hey, if you like light-skinned girls, that means you know, putting down Black girls. No, what she was saying was basically like, listen, you like what you like, but it's okay to like what you like, but you don't have to be mean to the other people just because that's not what you like. So I think that's what people just, you know, miss the whole point, you know, about that whole thing.
And it's really sad. I think even outside of Chris Brown, I think what Black men do to Black women in general, and not all Black men, but I will say in general, they make it, you know, they make you feel like you have to have a certain look, or you have to look a certain way. And usually that's more of like in a Caucasian light. Like, they want you to have lighter skin. They want you to have really straight silky hair, and they value these women. They actually respect these women, and they treat these women differently from the way they treat Black women. And it's just, it bothers me, because I'm like, you can have a preference, but the first thing a Black man do when they get a white woman, a woman of a non-African-American race, is they say, oh, she not lazy, or she do this, or she do that.
Mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hold up. All the Black women I know go to work. All the Black women I know, they owning businesses. All the Black women I know, they doing their thing. They raising their kids. Okay, so I'm just kind of like, maybe it's the type of woman that you're dating.
Right. So, I mean, just a personal question. Do you feel like that men are attracted to you because you're a lighter skin? Or you just think that they're attracted to you for yourself?
That is so, like, you know what's weird? I never even thought about that. I mean, let me just say this. Women in general, we have our own insecurities. We, you know, we live in a society where it's like, you have to be perfect. You have to, you know, they have these IG models out and everything like that. So you constantly, you know, in a situation where you are asking yourself, like, am I beautiful? Do I look good? And things like that. And I think for Black women, it's worse, because when we, you know, from birth, we are kind of given these images, and they, you know, that white is beautiful and you know, black is not. So I think it's just really important to embrace who you are, and whether your skin is lighter or darker, just know that being black is a beautiful thing.
I like that. So let me say this. When I was in school, they always labeled me the light-skinned girl, right? I hated that because I had a friend, a best friend who was like your complexion, and I felt like she was the light-skinned girl. But they used to always say, "Oh, 'cause the light skin, them light, the two light-skinned girls." And I used to be like, "I'm brown, like I'm not light-skinned." And for some reason, I still do not understand. Well, people will say, "Oh, because you know y'all are fair skinned," when they speak of, you know, certain members of my family or the fair skinned side. But I'm like, I'm not light skinned, and I don't
Well,
know why that offended me so much and still do to
because
this day.
of that's why shit. Because, and the thing is, you don't want to feel like you know, people may comments to you, and they think that, oh, you get certain opportunities, and so, and you know what, it may be true. I don't know. Like, I don't know, because I don't feel like I experienced that. Like, I don't know, and that's just such a touchy topic. And you know, we don't, you know, like it's such a touchy topic. But I will say that other people, and we do it to ourselves, it's darker people who would make these comments, and they say things or whatever, and they may have valid points. The thing is, I don't know, because I, you know, my skin is a tad bit lighter than, you know, so I just don't know. But I think it's one of those things where, instead of dividing, and you know, we do it to ourselves, so we can't expect other races to start looking at us a certain way. Continue to do this to ourselves, like, okay, like you said, they will do you, like, okay, y'all the light ones, like, why are you even, you know, separating black? Yeah, don't do that. Black is black. Like, don't, you don't have to separate us.
I definitely agree with that, but
Like, our parents went through that with the paper bags tests at the clubs and stuff like that. Like, we don't have to do that to each other anymore. And I think we, you know, I think it's one of those things where we talk about it all the time, but we kind of in the same place, just a different circumstance and different times. But I don't feel like nothing's changed too much with the light dark skin thing, and it's really unfortunate that we still judging each other within our own race based on skin complexion.
right. That's absolutely right. So let's take this break because we about to get back on what is the topic for tonight. So this is a constant thing that we discuss all the time between you and I. Being the wife, being the side chick, being single versus being married. So let's get into that.
Yes, let's go.
So let's we both have been married, so we've both experienced both sides of the spectrum when it comes to this. And if I had to ask you a question, which one you love better?
You're talking about married or being single, or married or being a side chick?
Let's talk about married versus single first.
Okay, so married versus single. Let me say this, they both have pros and cons. I would say when I got married, I never in a million years thought that my marriage would end. I never thought that I would, you know, who gets married to get a divorce? Who gets married thinking that this is not gonna work? When you get married, you know, your wedding day is like one of the best days of your life. You know, you have on your pretty gown, all your friends and family's there, and you know, all of these people are giving you so many encouraging words. You go home, everything is good, and then, you know, shit just turned rocky. So, I would say it definitely had its perks. I mean, just feeling like you have somebody that's gonna have your back until death do you part is like one of the best feelings ever, when it's real and when the feelings are mutual. But when, you know, when you're in a situation where you feel like, you know, I'm obligated to this person, and you know, we're gonna work through anything, but you're working on your own, and you don't have, you know, that person working with you, is really one of those things where it's just unfortunate. And you know, this is a new day and time, and I don't think, you know, our parents and people older than us, they feel like, you know, we giving up. But I just feel like you don't have to settle. You know, don't settle just because you signed your name on that paper. You don't have to do it. This is a different day and age. You know, we're not really dependent on men like that anymore. You know, we can handle our own. So I think that's why it's different now.
Okay. So when you say, you know, as far as, you know, you pe or do we get married for other people?
Oh, goodness. I know of plenty of people who get married for other people. I think it's one of those things where you feel like it's the right thing to do. You in competition with, you know, a lot of these men, they have several women, and you want to prove that you they got that number one spot. So you know what? He may, you know, dibble and dabble with you, but he go home to me, and I'm the one who have his last name. You know, it's very sad, but some women think like that. I don't know if I don't know if it's one of those things where you really wanna look a certain way to people. Like you wanna look like you have it all. Like I'm the girl who have it all. I have this, that, and I have a husband and I have these kids and we living happily ever after. Like I don't know if that's the mentality or if it's just, you know, I just would have rather have a man than not have a man at all. And if this man want to marry me, then why not? You know, so, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but I will say in my situation, when I did get married, I feel like I love this man, but at the same time, I did kind of get married for some of the wrong reasons. And it was because I wanted to prove to all of the side chicks that
This is my boy.
I think you mess over yourself when you do things like that. You know, you live and you learn. You know, I definitely learned my lesson with that. And you know, you don't get married to prove things to other people. You get married for love, and you get married because this person gonna have your back. And you know, when you're dealing with a situation where somebody don't have your back and you can't count on them, you might as well be single.
Well, guess what? It is time for me to tell my business.
Go ahead, tell it, Snicks.
When I first got married, I got married because it looked right. It felt right. I feel like I was very much so forced into the marriage. Let me say that. And I didn't even tell anybody but the people that was there. And then I decided I didn't want to be married no more. And let me tell you why didn't want to be married. So here's the business that a lot of people probably don't know. So I got married to this guy that I met, and oh, it was just fantabulous in the beginning. But I married this man only because me and my longtime boyfriend got into this whole debacle about having more kids and everything, and he didn't want to have more kids. And I was like, because we had been through a few trials and tribulations with having children, and he was just like, I'm just done. Like, if you're gonna keep putting yourself through this, I don't want to watch you no more. I'm done with this. And immediately had a new girlfriend. Okay,
Oh, wow.
so
Okay.
it was a revenge thing for me. Got married, I didn't even tell nobody, and I told him though. Okay. Immediately he shut all that down. Came, got me. We went to Vegas. We got married. Now we went to Vegas with a couple of friends. We didn't even tell them we got married. We got married. I got married to my children's father. We came back from Vegas. We got divorced and got remarried the year after.
Okay, so wait, let me get this right. So you got married to so the first husband was the one who, you know, had the issue with the kids, right?
He had the issue with me just being too friendly with the father of my child at the time. I only had one child for him.
Okay, and then you divorced him,
Right.
got married to the other guy,
Right.
and
Divorced
ended
him.
up divorcing him and marrying the first husband.
No, I got married again to the same person twice.
Oh my God.
So,
Gotcha.
my family felt like we were supposed to be together and it looked right. So, I didn't do it because I wanted to be married. I was never the girl who went to sleep at night and dreamed about the white dress and all those beautiful things.
Wedding and all of that.
Right. But FYI, the first marriage wasn't even long enough to be on paper. It was literally like annulled. So we're not counting that. But I did get married again, but I got married for all the wrong reasons. I got married because it looked right to my family. I got married because the side chicks, I had to let them know that I was the main chick. And we wind up separating again. Now, over the 14 years that we had been together, we've been separated way more than we needed to be. All because of petty stuff. But every time we seem to get, we separate, he seems to find somebody very quickly.
So let me ask you, did you feel like he was already dealing with these women, or he just kind of found? Yeah, exactly. So that's, you know, that's the whole point. It's kind of like, you know, why, you know, keep putting yourself through this. But, you know, when you're younger, and that's the thing, you was younger. So when you're younger, you tend to, you know, you have to grow. Because I know for a fact, Snicks not about to deal with that right now. You know what I mean?
This Snicks is not doing it. But let me tell you what I hate to say, but it's the truth. In the end, he had promised somebody that he was going to marry them. He made this whole, like, debacle about, you know, asking her to marry him and getting on one knee and making all these candles and stuff. So his family was like, dang, Snick's not reacting. Why is she not reacting? Like, why is she not cutting up? A married man can't get married again. He got to divorce me first. The worst thing was that he did pass before all of this happened, but it was like it was like the worst thing in the world. Not just because he passed, it was like people was like grabbing for any and everything he had. But I, the wife, sat back in the cut and let everybody do what they needed to do. So the point that I'm making is, people, the next time Snicks get married, it's gonna be a business situation.
And that's another topic for another day.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that. So let's get on this whole single side piece, married side piece. Because we have seen the side pieces, how do you feel now about trying, even much dibbling and dabbling in being a side piece? What do you think about that?
Okay, this is the number one thing. I want to say, I feel that it's a difference between a side chick and a mistress. That's number one.
Okay.
I feel that a side chick knows her position. You know, you go out with these men, you do what you do with these men. Y'all go on dates, go on trips. You know, you don't go at the wife no kind of way. You know what it is. The issue, I think, more than a side chick, is the mistress. And both are, you know, both are wrong, both are cheating, you know, like, you know, situations happen. But I think with the mistress, it's kind of like you go into these situations, you know, this man is married. The man typically lives a double life with the mistress. It's like, that's his girlfriend. Like, they go out together, they do things together. He make promises about leaving his wife, his family for you. 9 out of 10, he's never gonna leave. 9 out of 10, he's gonna be right there with her. And you're going to find yourself, and it's sad to say, but, you know, I know women who have spent 10, 15 years being a mistress to marry men. And these women really believe that one day that these men are going to leave their wives. And it's not going to happen. And it's really sad and unfortunate, but it's actually really common. This has been going on. It's nothing new. But these are the women that tend to be very disrespectful, because, you know, they feel like that's my man too, and they have no kind of, they don't value marriage, they don't value the relationship, and a lot of times they just have no self-respect, low self-esteem. It's just the saddest thing ever. But side chicks, they the fun girls, you know, they know what it is, they probably just want a little money or whatever, you know, they don't want to be with your ass. It's a whole different ball game, and we see a lot of side chicks nowadays. Like, they just coming out of everywhere. They just want that money. They want to go on a trip. They want to go to Dubai, and that's it.
So basically, you're telling me it's okay to be a side chick, but it's just not okay to be a mistress.
I'm gonna say this: it's really not okay. This is my thing. I feel like karma is definitely a bitch, and you don't want to find yourself constantly being with somebody else's man. And, you know, it's just really disrespectful. But I will say this: if you do find yourself in a situation like that. And this is the thing, the difference is side chicks and mistresses, they do things for a different reason. Like a mistress, a lot of times they see men in these relationships and it looks like the life that they want. You know, they see these men with their families and they're not looking at the fact that he's cheating on his wife to be with you. They don't look at that. But they want these men to leave their family with them because it's like a lifestyle that they want so bad and it looks so good to them. Now a side chick, you know, like I said, they just the fun girl. They really just want to have a good time. It's really nothing serious. Most likely they won't don't want to be with you. Like most likely you just, you know, a cash cow for them. Like they do not want to be with you like that.
Send the cash app.
Yeah,
But
but I think both, you know, like I said, it's hard to say what's right and wrong. I say that because you never know, like, what the situation is. And sometimes men lie and pretend like they're single, and then a woman finds herself already caught up and have feelings for this man. And, you know,
oh.
it's one of them situations where you just, you know, you can't really judge it because you don't know the situation. But, you know, for the most part, I will say a mistress is definitely going to get judged harder because you knew what it was. And you want to take this woman man from him and you want him to be with you. So it's totally different to me. I just think, you know, it's just on a whole nother level when you spending 10 and 15 years with a man that's been married for the same amount of time, you know? So
Well, I'm probably going to get some flack for this one. I do not feel like, I do not like to, I will never date a married man. Ever.
I feel.
I do value marriage, even though I am so like negative about myself being married again. I love love. I love people that's in love. I love it. I will never come in between marriage. But as I've always said, you are single until you're married. I don't care how long you've been in a relationship with somebody, I feel like you're still single. So I guess I'm okay with being a side piece to a man that is not married.
Right.
But my question is that really labeled as a side piece? Because I just feel like is you're dating.
Right. Well, by your definition, it wouldn't be, but I don't really know what the statistics are for people who get married nowadays, but it does not seem that people
Yeah.
get married as much as they used to. So I do think people tend to be in long-term relationships, and you know, even though they may not legally be married, you know, at the same time, it's like they're in these committed relationships. So I just think, honestly, for me, I think a side piece is a side piece, you know, like.
Okay, so we're gonna have to agree to disagree on that. So first of all, it definitely depends on how long this person has been dating this other person. Okay, nah,
The limit though? What's the limit when you say how long?
I'm not dating nobody that's been with their significant other, 5, 6 years,
Okay.
because now you playing with her, you playing with me. Like 5 years, you should know what you want from that person. No, I'm not dating nobody who's been in no long-term relationships, because that's a whole nother thing. That means that they have some situations going on within themselves. That mean they're not ready to commit to absolutely anything. So no, I don't, and that's why I say I don't even like the word side chick. You become a side chick if you date people in long-term relationships. But then that question, like why are you even dealing with somebody who can't even commit to the person that they've been with for 5, 6 years? I mean, but like literally, like you dating somebody else and y'all kicking it, y'all been together about 2, 3 months, maybe a year. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. But I'm not trying to date nobody in a long-term relationship, because to me that seems like something flawed in that area with that person. But I'm not going around breaking no up no happy homes, and I'm definitely not trying to get into no l nobody with a long-term relationship. As far as like dating them. But I know women who feel comfortable with that. And I understand sometimes, like, I don't like to be around people for a long period of time. I don't want to see you and talk to you over and over all day, because I have been in a relationship since I was 14 years old. And I'm exhausted with the whole relationship situation.
Right. I think with the whole fat chick thing, I just think that you kind of, and then the thing is, men just so sneaky and they just say, they just do too much. It's kind of like I always said, if it's a situation where you can be open, hey, look, I have a girlfriend, I'm with my baby mother, and
Right.
it's X, Y, and Z, give the person an opportunity
To make a
to
choice.
make a choice. Exactly. Don't like hide this whole situation. I'm all in love and shit. And I'm just kind of like, what you want me to do at this point? But you have to be strong enough to kind of get yourself out of those type of situations, because it's not going to end well. And the worst thing in the world is two women fighting over a man. It's the worst thing in the world, because the man is the common denominator. And instead of the women looking at the man like you the issue, you the one that's been lying to both of us, they kind of like, they start to fight each other, have all of this drama with each other when he's really the one that's the problem. And
Yeah.
both probably need to leave his ass alone.
Yes, please, women, please stop fighting over men. Like, that is like the number one irritant in my soul, because there's no way in the world that we should be doing this at this point in life. You know,
It's old,
it's
it's definitely.
old, it's dry, and y'all supposed to be city girls, right? Like, move on, find you somebody else, and just
Period.
keep it pushing. Periods, right? So, I mean, listen, the boy's getting worse out here. They're not getting better. They're getting way too much confidence and being very cocky right now. You gotta know what you're dealing with and, move on. If you want a different type of love or a different type of person, you have to surround yourself with different kind of people. You know,
Exactly.
and going back to being friends, I'm gonna continue to say, please be friends with people before you get into relationships, and stop thinking that every time you talk to somebody on the phone for a little while, y'all go on 2, 3 dates y'all together. Y'all is not together.
I'd be like, we didn't spend the hour on the phone. We went on 2 dates. Guess what? This is my boyfriend.
Yeah,
But
he
yeah,
got a
I
whole
mean,
wife at home with the children that you don't know nothing about.
nothing is wrong with being friends. Nothing is wrong with getting to know somebody. And a lot of times, the more you talk to somebody and the more you're around them, you're gonna know if you want to deal with this person or not. And I think what happens is you get blinded when you kind of want to speed up the process, and then y'all moving in together and just already acting like this couple, and you don't even know this
Girl, he
person.
homeless, girl. He homeless. He ain't got nowhere to live. He ain't got nowhere to live. That's what it's about. Because ain't nobody committing like that no more. If he's just trying to move in. Listen, if he asks you who you live with, he's trying to find somewhere to stay.
He need a place to stay.
Let him
He
go, sis.
come in with one bag and his video game.
And that's it. No. No, we need to start dating people that have their own stuff. Date somebody who have their own. He got his own house, his own car, and all that. And I need you to have the same exact thing.
Yeah, bring that same energy. You can't be out here talking about you want men with all X, Y, and Z, and you ain't bringing nothing to the table neither, my girl.
Right.
So, we just have to do better all the way around. It's like women out here fucked up, men out here fucked up. Like, we really have to do better with relationships, because I'm about tired of seeing people fighting. I'm tired of my friends calling me with all of this crying and whining behind these men.
Girl, listen,
It
I just don't have the energy, and I think that's what's keeping me out of a relationship, girl. I'm telling you, if I say the sky is blue and he say they got white in it, I don't want to deal no more. Cause
Right, be
my
like, you right. Go ahead.
you too combative. Like, I can see this is about to
Right,
go to the left, and I hate the fact that I have been scared of relationships because of this reason. So I'm telling y'all, if y'all see me with somebody, we ain't together. I don't care what they told you or what they said, we are not together. We
oh my God.
together today.
Yeah, and you know what? I actually like being like, and I haven't been in a relationship since I was 14. I was like 18 when I had my first real relationship. So pretty much my whole adult life, I've been in a relationship. I was single maybe a good 1 year of my life, and I'm in another relationship. So it's kind of like I never really have breaks for being single. But I will say my relationships be pretty long term. I'm just, I'm hoping this won't work out.
Well,
I'm hoping this will work out, but It's one of those things where I think it's human nature to want to have somebody and, be with somebody that's definitely gonna have your back and you're gonna have their back and y'all work through shit. But it's just really, it gives me a headache when, I feel like I'm the only one putting that work.
Yes, definitely. I think women, we need, especially at a certain age, like when you're younger, if I wish I would have known this back when I was younger, have fun, enjoy the ride, date, get to know people, and stop locking yourself down in these serious situations, because when you become older, you gonna miss a lot. And I kind of like miss a lot, in those relationships. But I don't regret any of my relationships. I'm still friends with anybody that I've ever been in a relationship with, so thank God for that. But yeah, girl, and I don't even know why some of these people are my friends, because Lord knows.
Point though, I mean, especially if y'all was friends in the beginning, it's kind of like you're gonna still, depending on how rocky it was and what happened while y'all split up. But if you was friends with somebody in the beginning, sometimes y'all kind of revert back to that and say, you know what, shit didn't work out, but we can still be friends. Now, I don't know if y'all gonna be besties, but we can still talk. We can have a decent conversation. If I see you, hey, what's up? My exes, I do not think that's gonna happen. Like, I don't want you to speak to me. If you see me, just actually turn around and walk the other way.
So all your exes is like, well, I know you didn't have many, but like, it's like you can't speak to none of them.
Why, me and my ex, we still kind of, going through a situation. So right now, it's like I really don't want to talk to him right now. I don't really think we can be friends. And it's crazy because we were really good friends. Like, throughout our entire relationship, I always felt like we had a really good friendship. That's the one thing I've always said about his and our relationship. Like, we definitely had a really good friendship, if nothing else. And because it's so much drama that happened with our relationship to the point where I don't even want to be friends with you right now. That's gonna take some years, So, if we ever get to the point where we can be friends, hey, that's cool. But I do not expect to sit down and have a Subway sandwich with me, because it's not gonna happen, buddy.
You know
Okay.
what? I'm gonna have to take a poll on my Instagram and ask my exes, like, are we still friends? Because now I'm starting to question some shit. Because I know I done did some negative, bad shit to them. That they're probably like, nah, B, you can't. They still talk to me. They still talk to me. But, back in the G, Snicks was like really on her shit. Like, Batman. And, oh, I was like trigger happy. I'm not gonna say his name, but Lord have mercy. I'm glad that boy still got his toes, because I was trying to shoot the boy's feet though. But I think that's what it is. Negative relationship, bad relationships always kind of keep you at a certain level in life. But I just want to say, when you get married, let's stop getting married for fun. We can have parties. You can have parties with your significant other.
Have a Michael Jackson party. Do not
Because
be married for a party, please.
yeah, because some of y'all I'm seeing that I've been into, y'all weddings, and y'all spending thousands of dollars on these beautiful weddings, in the next 6 months, y'all are divorced. I just want everybody to start working on being friends, and stay off them Instagrams. Stop worrying about what he liking and who he liking and all that. And men, we need to do the same thing.
That's an issue for me, Snake. That's an issue for me. Like, I don't want you, like, commenting
Jessica.
on your ex picture. No, let me say this. I don't want you commenting on your ex. Why are you even following your ex? That's number one. Like, I don't understand stuff like that. Like, if you was smashing somebody, if y'all had a relationship, I don't feel like y'all need to be kikiing in the fucking comments. Like,
But
I'm real big on it. Like, I
Jessica,
don't understand it. Yes.
no, Jessica, you cannot be like that. Jessica.
Badass, I don't like it. And because I'm very, let me say this, I am very, when I'm with somebody, I just feel like I don't do disrespectful things. I'm not gonna be out here, having conversations with dudes in the comments. I'm not gonna be out here, doing the most with guys I had relationships with. So I expect the same from you. So if I see it, please believe I'm coming at your neck with it.
No, Jessica. I follow everybody that I've ever been in a relationship with.
You
I
just said
ain't.
y'all friends, though. You said
Yes,
y'all
but listen, ain't kicking in the comments, but I'm liking their stuff. And, you know, I'll say, oh, that's nice or whatever, whatever. But I'm not kicking in the comments.
You probably be leaving hard faces and stuff under the men pictures, your ex's pictures. Yeah, you the ex I'm talking about.
Let me see. I do not want
you liking girls' pictures in their comments.
Now I might go in their DM and say some hard
exactly. You know, I think social media make it way too easy to cheat. I'm kind of like, you know, I'll be kind of side-eyed and looking
but
at
see,
people.
That goes back to being confident in your relationship. If you're not there in your relationship, then y'all not ready to be in a relationship. I ain't gonna lie, I am the DM queen. I told y'all that shit already. I will go in the DM and be like, that's nice. Or, you know, that's cute. Girl, I'm more flirtatious than anything. Because guess what? Anything that I had, I don't think I won't bait.
Right. I'm going to say this, though. I definitely, like, my current boyfriend right now, I don't think he, you know, I don't think he in DMs or nothing like that. But I definitely don't want him leaving hard faces under nobody picture. I'm like, if you double tap and you like it, that's one thing. But you're not about to leave comments. And this is the thing. Soon as you double tap, this is my thing. Soon as you double tap her picture, what she gonna do? Slide in your DMs. And that's how stuff get popping. And I'm here to shut it down before it gets to that.
Jessica, so everybody who put hard eyes under your pictures, they in your DM?
Huh?
Huh?
Wait, what you saying?
Everybody who put hard eyes under your pictures is in your DM?
A lot of them. I'm not gonna lie. A lot of them, I get quite a few DMs. And, you know, a lot of times it's guys I really don't know or whatever.
Right.
The guys that do know me know better. They know better than to come at me like that. They know that if I'm in a relationship, it's not happening. Like, I'm definitely that faithful girlfriend that you want on your team. But, you know, I feel like if I'm single and you come in hard eyes and I won't shoot my shot, I'm going to shoot my shot. So I just feel like instead of putting yourself in a position, like that, if you're in a relationship, I just think this is my take on social media. I think if you're in a relationship with somebody and they are uncomfortable with you behaving a certain way on social media, if you care about this person, you need to act accordingly. Now, if you care more about social media and more about your fans, then you don't need to be with that person who don't think that it's appropriate for you to do certain things on social media. Social media is a place where you're supposed to have post pictures, get likes, get comments. But I do feel that a lot of cheating happens on social media, just like it happened at the gas station.
Okay, no, we're going to get into the gas station. But we're going to definitely do the social media and the gas station situation on the next one. Because we're going to definitely going to get my friend on, because I'm sure he have a lot to say about the social media situation. So Jessica, you will be back on. We're gonna get Merced on, and we're gonna definitely talk about the whole social media situation.
All right, I hope you're ready.
It's all right now, because he is very combative, so we got to be ready, people. We have to be on our P's and Q's, because he's gonna come with everything that he got. So Jessica, I just want to thank you for coming on my first podcast. I appreciate you. And until yes, it's gonna be on and popping, and I appreciate you, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And we're gonna end this segment just like this, talking shit with Snicks.